Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 3, we were talking about a few things that a yielded Christian will do. Let's end the week with that thought today.
Plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
The Greek word purifieth has in it the root word for holy. The idea is to be consecrated, dedicated completely to God, to be used as He directs, kept pure and acceptable for His use. You know, the Old Testament priests, they would go through various washings in order to be pure outwardly for the work of the priesthood. Those washings that they would go through were to be symbolic of the purifying of the inner man. It required the priest to do the work of washing. We are to do our part in seeking to be pure. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, it says, "Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." Now, sometimes people like to stretch what we just read there in Philippians 4:8 about just and lovely and pure. So he says, if there's any virtue, okay, we say, well, good report. Well, if there's any virtue in it, if there's any praise of God in it, okay, that's what it is. So, you think on those things. You think on that which is pure. You think on that which is lovely and of honest and just and of good report, if it is virtuous, if it praises God. You think on them because it helps to purify. Meditate in His word. Think on His word. Praise His name day and night. Use the word of God. That is why Revelation chapter 1 verse 6 and 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5 and verse 9 refers to the fact that He's made us priests of God. If you're saved, if you've received Christ as your Savior, do you realize that you are a priest of God? If you're saved, and you are yielded to God, one of the things you'll do is that you'll be a witness. You'll witness. You'll seek to bring others to Christ. You'll seek to go to church where they preach the word. You'll seek to go to a church where they have standards of righteousness. You'll seek to go there instead of getting mad because your favorite thing got stepped on. Sometimes there are people that go other directions, but because we love them, we go with them. You know how many parents have changed their standards, even their churches, because their children went another direction, and it wasn't right. It wasn't right. Now, as a priest of God, if you're saved, you're a priest of God, you've got a responsibility to come in before Him pure and holy. Now, those children of God can lead you in the wrong direction if you follow them. But one day, that child of yours is in the hospital, they're sick, and the doctor says only prayer will save them, and because you left with them, you went another direction that they went, you don't have the power of God in praying for that soul. Now look, Revelation 22, verse 17 tells us that the Spirit and the bride say, whosoever will, let him come. Any man can be saved. So if you're going to be led of the Spirit, you're going to walk with God, you're going to meditate in His Word, but you're also going to be a witness. And you can be blessed. You can be very blessed of God in that eternal day, not only to be like Him, but to have reward, to not be ashamed, to hear well done, to have confidence. Oh, my friend, I hope that's the case with you. My friend, if you're not sure if you died today that heaven's your home, let me tell you this. God loves you, and He wants to save you. You've got to come to Him realizing, I'm a sinner. I cannot save myself. I just can't save myself. And you realize that. Nobody can. Nobody can save themselves. But you come to God, the one who can cleanse you by His blood, the one that all sin is against. Say, I want forgiveness. I want cleansing. And although man may not forgive you, God will forgive you. I don't care how deep in sin you've gone, He'll forgive you. Bible is clear. Mary Magdalene, seven devils. The woman at the well, five husbands. The man she's living with was not her husband. The woman taking adultery. Paul, consenting to the murder of Stephen, gave the go-ahead, kept the guy. On we could go down about murderers. If you look in 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11, some were drunkards. All these things, and God saved them. And my friend, God will save you because He'll forgive you if you'll give your heart and life to Him. Now, I mean, it's a commitment, just like marriage. But you can be born again, saved, changed, and then get your heart and mind in the Word of God and live for Him. You say, what do I do? Believing that He died for you? Turning from your sin, turning to Him, that is repentance and faith. You call upon Him to save your soul, and He will do it. I'm going to make this a twofold invitation at this moment. First of all, if you're not sure if you died, that heaven's your home. I'm going to form a prayer in a moment. The prayer that I form would only be words if you didn't mean it. But if you mean it, because God doesn't lie, He said, whosoever would call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, and He'll save you. But as a Christian, you're just got other things ahead of God. You're going to be ashamed at His appearing. And having heard these first three verses and knowing that you're not pure, even as He is pure, you're not even trying. And yet you've had this great honor to be called the child of God. You just want to, in your own heart, pray and ask the Lord to forgive you. Why don't you do that? As I lead in a prayer for those who do not know if they died today that heaven's their home. They want to ask the Lord to save them right now. Then would you pray this prayer right now? Dear Father, oh God Almighty, I know I'm a sinner. I've sinned against You. I deserve to go to hell. I do not deserve salvation, but I know You loved me long before I ever knew You or heard about You. Please cleanse me of my sin. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood on the cross and died for me. I believe that He was buried, and then 3 days later, He rose up bodily from the grave. I have right now invite Jesus Christ, I receive Him into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank You for saving me in Jesus' name. My friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, you say, yes, I meant it, then write us and let us know that you've just made that decision. Let some other people know of the decision that you've made. You don't have a church, let me encourage you to either Google Yellow Pages or whatever, but find a fundamental independent Baptist church that's not rock and rolling, that's using the King James Bible. Call that church and tell the pastor you want to know what the next step is, and he'll help you to grow in this new Christian life. He'll tell you the next steps and help you along the way. Christian, you've made some decisions. Listen to these first three verses. write us and let us know. We'd like to share that with our people. Now, I don't share your names, but I do like to share when people make decisions. And that is such an encouragement to those that support this ministry through our local church. This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. I just had a couple things I want to share with you. First of all, if you listen to our announcer at the conclusion of each day's broadcast, he gives you our web address as well as our physical address. And pay attention to the physical address because some of you may be driving down here this summer to Florida. And if you're coming down Interstate 75, we're not too far away from you off Interstate 75. We're within 10 miles. And so why not come and visit us at Central Baptist Church? I'd love to have you. We just had some people recently that visited us. Their names were the Ingrams. They were from Pennsylvania, and they listened to us on the radio station up there for the Fundamental Broadcasting Network in that area. And so what a blessing it was to have people that I had never met before and know that they listened to our broadcast to drop in and visit with us. That was a thrill for me, and I hope that we'll see more of you during the summer. Then also, I want to invite you to the National Sword of the Lord Conference in Walkertown, North Carolina, at the Gospel Light Baptist Church, July 23rd through 26th. That is a Monday through a Thursday. Morning sessions will begin at 10 o'clock Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And then on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 7 o'clock in the evening. Pastors, let me encourage you to go. Not only will you be encouraged, and you won't feel like you're the only one that's still preaching the old word of God, but also, every afternoon from about 1:30 to 3, Dr. Shelton Smith has the School of the Prophets. He gives some great things. I wish I would have had those things in college. And it is a great, great time that he shares with us of ideas, but not just ideas, scriptural principles and things to do biblically as a Christian, as a pastor, and in leading your church. Great. They're helpful. And even as a old pastors myself, I see these things and say, oh, wow, I wish I'd had those years ago. So pastors, let me encourage you to clear your schedule. You can get motels in the Winston-Salem area. There's some there as well, close to Walkertown. But just check in that area, Google it, and get you a motel lined up. Go to the National Sword of the Lord website. You'll find there that they have hotels recommended as well. So let me encourage you to come to the National Sword of the Lord Conference, July the 23rd through the 26th in Walkertown, North Carolina. Oh, my goodness, I can't wait. And for you to also to be there and get to enjoy it fully. I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. My friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet.